it's a good gesture because it means, number one, East Africa realizes if we get this seat, we are going to go ahead and we are going to, it will give us mileage diplomatically in the African Union. So it is a step in the right direction. I know there'll be stiff competition going forward, but at least getting the East African bloc to speak in the same language is a positive sign.
What do you make of the competition Mr. Odinga has? It seems from Madagascar, from Mauritius, Djibouti. Is it a foregone conclusion Mr. Odinga will have the post?
No, it is not a foregone conclusion. Because once again, what happens at this at the AUC voting, the countries get divided between the Francophones and the Anglophones. So there will be that pool, there will be that play, that cultural language barrier. So it will be the Anglophone countries versus the Francophone countries. So he has his work cut out for him to go and campaign among the French-speaking countries to convince them that he will also represent their interests. The Anglophones may support him, but the Francophones will definitely create a problem. That has always been the play, and I don't expect anything different. So a lot of his campaigning needs to be within the Francophone, French West African countries, because now Djibouti could be also persuading the Francophones to support them.
What do you think is the advantage of having the South African community leaders united and supporting his bid?
When he gets the South African community, the EAC bloc behind him, automatically it means countries like DRC, which is naturally a Francophone country, if they throw their weight behind him, that is one less vote for Djibouti, for countries like Djibouti and Mauritius. And now, if you get the seven countries in the East African community supporting him, those are seven campaigners, people who will campaign for him. They will reach out to their network of countries and friends, and that means he's getting more votes. So that is a step in the right direction for him, getting the East African region, because you cannot sell your bid if your home region does not support you. So you need to have a support base, like any in international politics, you need your support base from one place. It's not going to be a walk in the park, so you should not be overconfident. Let him go outside there, let him talk to French West Africa, let him go to the SADC countries, and then hopefully come February 25, he will win that seat.